بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، we are discussing the chapter Barakat and blessings in business and how to draw barakat from Allah تبارك وتعالى in a person's business and his life, his iman, his amal, his taqwa. Among those asbab and those means by means of which a person can draw barakat from Allah تبارك وتعالى is istighfar. Istighfar, talab al-maghfira min Allah, to seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And which person that is that involved in some type of sin, some amount of sin, that we are drowning in the ni'mas and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and together with that we are drowning in sins and disobedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So istighfar is very, very powerful in drawing barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who will make istighfar in abundance, meaning he will seek forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him salvation from all difficulties, freedom from worries, and will grant him sustenance from where he never imagined. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who will make istighfar in abundance. Istighfar is very simple. One is a person makes dua and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And this should be our habit also. That, Ya Allah, we have done plenty of sins. Ya Allah, forgive us. Arabic, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Or a person may say, nastaghfirullah. Both are correct. Astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness. Nastaghfirullah, we seek forgiveness. So just changing the alif to a noon. I seek or we seek. Ulama say, use the plural, we seek, and make intention for the ummah. Ya Allah, I'm seeking forgiveness of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive my family, forgive my parents, my children. So we include everyone. Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilay. Ya Allah, we seek forgiveness and we turn to you in repentance. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, that we can use the Quranic ayat also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ أَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Nabi of Allah is being commanded, وَقُلْ and say, Ya Rasulullah, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. O my Rabb, اغْفِرْ, forgive, وَارْحَمْ, have mercy. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best of those that show mercy. So in that way also we can make istighfar. So different ways we can make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, nastaghfirullah, Rabbi ighfir warham, wa anta khairu rahimin. So in this way we are seeking forgiveness for our sins from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who will make istighfar in abundance, a minimum in a day 100 times. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, that I seek forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala 100 times daily. This was the Nabi of Allah, who was ma'asoom, sinless, no sins whatsoever. Allah ta'ala forgiven, past and future already. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a gathering on his own, 100 times istighfar daily, as a lesson to the ummah, that I am seeking forgiveness, asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to forgive me for my sins, how much more shouldn't we make istighfar daily? And to understand that we are involved in sin, we are disobeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala unwittingly, unknowingly, we're breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in regards to the huquq and the rights of Allah, the rights of men and the rights of the ibad and the slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. The person who will make istighfar in abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him salvation. Yeah, abundance also, ulama say, that in Quran Sharif, the word used is dhikran kathira. Make Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's dhikr in abundance. What does abundance mean? They say 300 times. Person makes a dhikr of Allah, istighfar 300 times, he has fulfilled the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala of abundance. 100 times minimum, up to 300 and then more. At Durood Sharif we find on the day of Jumu'ah, minimum ulama say 300, if we fulfill the command of Allah, wasallimu taslima. They send durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. So 300 you fulfill it. Up to 1,000, 3,000, mashallah. Then amongst the awliya and the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So by a person making istighfar, Allah will grant him salvation from all difficulties. Through istighfar, Allah Ta'ala will remove all types of difficulties. Allah Ta'ala will lighten his burden because he's asking for forgiveness. Freedom from worries. Any worry he has, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will remove it. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will grant him sustenance from where he never imagined. To the barakat of istighfar. There was a great alim of deen also. Someone came to him, and that person was a farmer. So he asked his ustaz that right now there's no rains. I'm afraid I lose my crop, my harvest for the year. So he told him, make istighfar. Then later on somebody else came, and he said, my wife can't fall pregnant. How many years we are trying? So he told him, make istighfar. Third person came, Hazrat, make dua. Dunya is that opening up, things aren't so easy, make dua for me, so he make istighfar. Those around him were surprised. So they came to him, they said, Hazrat, three people came with three different problems. And every one of them, you told them istighfar. Like a person goes to the doctor, he has headache, gave him panado. Second person comes, got a pain somewhere else, or got a flu, another color panado, paracetamol. Third person came, gave him different color. So somebody will ask all of three of them and all the same medication. So he also three came and he gave them same medication, make istighfar. So then he told them, haven't you heard the ayat in Quran Sharif in Surah Nuh? فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, استغفروا ربكم, from istighfar. That seek forgiveness from your Rabb, إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Verily he is very forgiving. What will be the outcome of your istighfar? يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا. Then in your istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down beneficial rains. First person came, right now there's famine, there's no rains, make istighfar. Allah ta'ala says, so barakat of istighfar, I'll open the skies for you. Beneficial rains will come down. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah Ta'ala say, I will send down the rains. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ. By istighfar, amwal. Allah will assist you with wealth. Plenty of wealth Allah Ta'ala will give you. So make istighfar, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will open the wealth also. The skies will open, the earth will open. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. Baneen, children. Allah Ta'ala will give you children also. So istighfar, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will open up that avenue also. That you need support in your life, Allah Ta'ala will give you children. So just through istighfar, ulama explaining this ayat, Allah Ta'ala opens so many avenues. Allah will remove worries, difficulties, sustenance will open up. But remember, the intention has to be the pleasure of Allah. That we don't do it for any ulterior motive. Ya Allah, your promise is there. The promise is there, but I'm doing it only for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of our ulama also had different types of worries and problems. Children were getting sick all the time. Mufti Ayyub Jinasab of Madinatul Munawwara. This he mentioned that children were falling ill. Much problem he was having that time in South Africa. So he went to one of our elders, Mawlana Ibrahim Diallah Sahab. Mawlana, things aren't so easy. Children are getting sick also. So Mawlana Ibrahim Sahab told him, make 100,000 istighfar. 100,000 istighfar and share it in the family also. The wife, the children, the in-laws, parents. Allah Ta'ala will open the way. Allah will grant good health to your children. So he began. And he says, we hardly finish 100,000 istighfar. Imagine tapping somebody's door 100,000 times, please help me. Definitely the door will open. The door of Allah Ta'ala is never closed. The door of Allah is never closed. So he said, I hardly read 100,000 istighfar and leave my children getting better. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala opened the doors of Madina Munawwara. Entire family moved to Madina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala gave us place at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the children's health also became the best you can think about. Just through istighfar. So istighfar is very powerful, my dear brothers. We make it a habit daily. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to amal. Subhanallah.